So election, are you planning to run for re-election?
Absolutely.
And Winnipeg's mayor did the same thing. He just said yes and then waited a few days before saying more. Is there more that you want to add to that? Absolutely.
Look, this is it's Hamilton. I mean, it's a city I love. I think that we've, in a very short time, been able to move a lot of the major goalposts in our city, including things like the investment of almost $300 million just across the way, the airport deal, which now has Porter there providing services that continue to grow, and there's going to be more growth at that airport. We've made some progress in terms of solutions on affordable housing, and hopefully there's more to come in a short order in that regard. There are just big pieces that had been languishing for some time at the city that were preventing us from moving forward. The LRT is now much, much more real in terms of some of the works that are being done and the process on that. You see the cranes aren't as big as they were last, maybe 2 years ago, but certainly there's been a lull in development. If you drive down King Street, it looks a lot different than it did 2 years ago. We see what's happening in the North End in terms of development there. We see what's happening here in the South in terms of housing and density. We're seeing more of those towers turn to rental, which is something that we definitely need. So, I'm proud of the work that's been done so far in the city. We're trying to change the way things that get done here. And although we had a cybersecurity attack, in some ways, it's been a silver lining in terms of moving more towards a data-driven decision-making municipality and one that is changing its systems to make it more customer service-oriented, whether it's for residents, whether it's for builders and developers, whether it's for businesses. We need to remember always that we're here to serve the community and every way we can to make that interaction more smooth, more transparent, more accessible. That's where I am as mayor, and that's the kind of work that we're doing. You know, we talk about culture, but oftentimes it's systems that embed culture. And so if we're changing the systems, it also gives us an opportunity to change culture. And I think that we're making some progress on that regard as well.